Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and off we go. Think, aim, fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams. Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. Bob, when I say that Lee is an investigative reporter, that sort of sets the tone for what they're going to get from Lee. But when I'm talking about you, I'm just like, you're from Gamut Resolutions. Do you want me to call you the instructor, chief instructor, owner, operator, just Bob?
No, just the owner. And the only instructor.
The owner, the only instructor. And that's what you want?
Yeah.
Not that one. Think, aim, fire with Bob Keller, starring Bob Keller. Owner, operator of Gamut Resolutions. And Lee Williams.
And Bob.
And investigative report.
A Bob Keller production.
Bob Keller production.
Hey, one thing we've never talked about, and this is kind of a neat area to comment on, and like most good ideas, it came from a reader. But he called me and said he watched a lot of videos, and a lot of YouTube stuff, a lot of stuff on Twitter. And he has a question. And there's really no delicate way to put it, so I'm just going to put it out there. Where do you aim, Bob, to put someone down quickly and efficiently? The head, center mass, are there body armor considerations? The pelvic girdle? Is there another point of aim out there? I think that's a good question from somebody who's made that decision.
Yeah, some people have switched to just headshots right off the bat. You don't have to worry about looking for plates, or you don't have to look for body bombs. It was overseas when we were operational. Myself and my whole team and other, I would say the majority of the teams I work with, they stayed headshots.
Okay, why?
It's just faster to acquire for the initial shot. And once you get surgical at this and being able to see things before making the shot, which is that whole thinking part of the thinking player.
Right.
As I'm coming up to the chest, if they have plates on and they're visible, not under clothes, I'm going to see that and I'm just going to keep going up right to an immediate headshot. So the initial shot is obviously going to be faster if you go chest shots, and that's a huge target, right?
Right.
So it's an easy shift. It might be plates, or it might be body bomb overseas, and then just shift the head. But there were guys and teams that went to initial headshots only, just so they wouldn't have to worry about it.
The head is so animated, though. It's always moving around.
Yeah, I mean, if you're pushing out there, that's gonna be make it a little bit harder. But close in engagement, that isn't a hard shot. It's just not gonna be as fast as driving up to the chest.
Have you hit plates? What happened?
No, I've never ran into that happening overseas. So I can't speak of it like what I saw, because I never ran into that situation.
What about all this other crap that's out there, like the pelvic girdle, limbs, things like that?
I don't know where that came from. Unless you're talking about, like, because I think we talked about it one time. You had done a story or saw something where,
yeah,
they were saying like shoot for the limbs, like to incapacitate them or something like that, or you know, like if they had a gun instead of killing them, you know, shoot their arms or shoot their hands. Like that would be easy for every civilian to do, right?
Sure. Super easy.
But the pelvic girdle, I don't know where that came from. I don't really know why you would do that.
No, but there's guys out there teaching it. I don't know, man. I mean, that to me, if you've got the ability to hit them there, hit them high on the chest. I know the point of aim shifted when I was in law enforcement. It was always a lower chest, belly kind of almost. And then it went up to the high chest. So, I mean, it makes sense. You can actually hit some organs. But, you know, you want to talk about it's not like TV. You can't really just one shot one bad guy. It doesn't really work all the time.
No, you get an engagement. I can almost guarantee it's going to take multiple shots to drop someone.
Right.
And that's why the stance and grip are so important. It's for follow-on shots. I can almost say it's never going to be a single-round shot. So that's why practicing multiple shots and working on that good grip and stance is so important, because you got to control the gun for that follow-on shot. Or control, if you're red dot or sight stay on target, faster follow-on shot, faster enough guy.
Right.
Pretty simple.
Right, I've only seen one instance where one round dropped a guy, but that was one round of double lock buck, and let me tell you, that's pretty effective. Also, very effective. We should talk more. The same guy that called wanted to know your theory on these unique shooting positions. He attended a class, and I think he feels like he got ripped off because they spent so much time in the prone, the kneeling, shooting under vehicles. They actually mm-hmm. did shoot handguns on their back. Yep. You do not train that, correct? And why?
Well, I'm not going to say I don't. Well, I have my whole career. It's funny you talked about this in the last couple classes I did. I have never shot from my back. Not only practicing or in combat. That's never happened. Like when it comes to training, there's nothing wrong with training on that and knowing that you can do it. But it simply comes down to me, if I'm going to spend time on the range teaching people, and especially if I'm going to have them 2 days or 3 days or even a week, like I don't want to waste time doing something that's probably never going to happen. What I could be doing, like working on the conflict, the thing that I know is going to have to happen. So people add those to the classes. It's just that cool, sexy thing that you see in videos and you see in movies. So people want to do it. And
filler.
And I wouldn't even say it's filler. For some people, it might be filler, but it's just they know that that's what people want to see and do. And I get that from, like, people who have never done this for real. When they start shooting, they might start off doing the right thing, and then they're going to get bored, right? If you're just doing the basics year after year after year, you're going to be like, well, I want to do other things, right? Which I've seen this happen. Like guys that have started out with me, and they'll even tell me, right? Because they end up coming back. But they start out with me doing the basics, thinking, okay, this is the right thing to do. This is the only thing I really need to perfect. And then they get really good at it, and then they end up going to these other classes that you're talking about because they want to do the sexy stuff, right?
Well, so hold on right there, if you will. We're going to pick this up because I got a question.
Oh man, I'm gonna lose my train of thought now.
No, you're not. I'll remind you. You were talking about the sucky stuff when we get back. Bob Keller, owner-operator at Gamut Resolutions and investigative reporter Lee Williams. This is Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
¶¶ Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Thinking Fire. We were just listening to Mr. Keller's oratories. He was talking about how people perfect a skill set, but then they go somewhere else, and somebody introduces something that he refers to as the sucky stuff.
Okay. They go and they want to do the sexy stuff, they come back.
Yeah. So they end up. Maybe it might be a year, it might be 2 years, it might be 3 years where they're going out and doing other things. The sexy classes, the cool classes where you're doing nothing but running and gunning. And then they end up coming, like, when then they, I'm saying once they mature as a shooter and they've done all that stuff, and then they finally realize that, okay, that was, like you say, kind of filler stuff, right? I mean, they got it out of their system, and now they're like, and then they come, they end up coming back and taking, like, my intro class again. Or my intro class multiple times again, because they finally realize all the other stuff isn't really going to be applicable in a gunfight. I mean, it is all stuff that you can practice and you should know how to do it. The chances of that weird stuff you do on the range is never gonna happen in a gunfight. I mean, that's not your concept. So, you know, if you want to shoot from the knee and you want to shoot from your ass and you want to do prone position, you want to shoot from your back. I mean, there's nothing wrong with practicing that. And knowing that you could do it if it happened, but it's a lot of wasted time on the range when you could be practicing on your concept. So yeah, I would never say any training bad, you know, if you're doing it the right way, but you got to think of what is important, like what's going to be the most important thing to train on. And once you finally realize that, you finally realize your constant is bringing a gun up, getting sight fixed, and pulling the trigger to drop the guy, well, then that's when you end up going back to the basics.
Well, and there's a pretty nice byproduct from working the basics is you end up faster than hell and incredibly accurate. I'm a good knee shooter.
I have never once shot from my back, right? Not even just to do it. I would say a phenomenal shooter. Well, definitely I was a phenomenal shooter in operational parts stock now. But do you think I wouldn't be able to do that? Yeah. If the time came, like if I had to go on my back and shoot, you think I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do it because I've never done it before. No, I know how to shoot. So it doesn't matter what position I'm in, I'm still going to be able to get the gun up, get sight fixed, to pull the trigger. So I don't need to practice that stuff. So, and that's why I don't do it in my classes. It's not because I just totally think that'll never happen. It's a waste of time in a 2-day or 3-day or 5-day class. Now, yes, if I had you for 4 months, would we get into that stuff? Yeah, probably. I'd have you shoot from the knee, from barriers, shoot from the bone, like do other position shooting. You can't say never, but it's probably never going to happen in a gunfight.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great point.
Like, I've gotten in the prone position one time my whole career on target. And the one time that it happened, I immediately had to get to my knee, and then I immediately had to get to my feet after that. Next is prone and kneeling position in most situations, you're not going to be able to see the target. And if you actually want to do the right thing and only pull the trigger when you have sight picture, you have to see the target, right? So most real situations are going to end up being from your feet just because you can't see much from the ground. I mean, you got to think. If you two went downtown somewhere, picked a target, this is the target I'm going to shoot, and then you laid in the prone position, like in a cityscape, you think you're still going to be able to see that target?
No, not at all.
No. There's vehicles in the way, there's curbs in the way, there's chairs in the way, there's trees in the way. You can't see anything from prone, and even from the kneeling position. That's getting you low enough to where if there is a car in between that threat, you're not going to be able to see it. And then if you actually want to get that picture, you're going to eventually have to get to your feet. So that's why the majority of my training is from the feet. And you can't say it's never going to happen, or you're never going to have to use the kneeling position or prone position. But I guarantee, even though I don't train on that, because of how I am as a shooter, I will still be able to make that happen.
Oh, God, yeah. But we got a ton of questions. Derek says, I saw an interesting question posted on the gram. Is the day of the submachine gun over? Are they done tactically, replaced by the AR carbine? I don't know any law enforcement agency that's using them anymore.
Mike, what are you talking about, submachine gun? Like an MP5? Like
MP5, yeah.
Yeah, that's they're done. That's a Sunday fun day gun. Bring it to the range and... You know, have at it, but I mean, operationally, I see no benefit at all.
So yeah, the day of the SMG is over, although they are really cool and fun, especially if you've got a collector friend who has the HK MP5K mounted in a briefcase, in the original HK briefcase, with the trigger on the handle.
Yeah, they're absolutely fun on the range. It's just not operational. Nope, if you're asking me.
Okay, this is a good question. A lot of people don't know. Anthony, can you please explain in easy-to-understand terms the FBI study that says caliber really doesn't matter? Well, I've called that study the 40 Smith & Wesson killer because the minute it came out, there's about a billion police trade-in 40s on the market.
Yeah. Talking about the latest one where basically it's, if you read the whole thing, it's basically saying learn how to shoot. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I was saying that years and years before. Because all the way up until that last one that they did, they actually, it always was, it came down to caliber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was called bull crap to that. I don't care about knockdown power. It's about following shots.
Which is why we're all carrying Smith & Wesson Model 2944 Magnums.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that thing says, Anthony, is it's not what you shoot them with, it's where you shoot them. That's it.
Yeah, I love when that came out because, I mean, not only me, just everyone I work with would have agreed with that. It's about shot placement and follow-on shots, not about kind of how big the bullet is or what it's doing.
Anonymous asks, a good friend carries a Smith & Wesson Model 59 as his EDC. In fact, he swears by it. It's more than 25 years old. Do you guys consider this a good choice for a defensive handler?
Before you answer that, we're coming up on the break again. You're going to have to hold that.
Come on, Bill.
Hey, listen, it's the break. It's the break.
That's going to be a good one for you to answer, Bill, you and Lee, because I know nothing about guns.
Okay, well, I'll take care of that there for you, Bob. The radio guy will take over the tactical talk from the tactical instructor. That's how it works. Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions, investigative reporter Lee Williams. That is Think, Aim, Fire. You can find Lee's stuff at saf.org, armedamericannews.com, thegunwriter.substack.com. Gamut Resolutions is gamutresolutions.com. Book a class with the guy who claims to know nothing about guns. That's all with a question mark. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Police in Atlanta say one person is dead, four others injured after a gunman opened fire in a Midtown Atlanta hospital. This man was leaving the hospital when the shooting started.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking because I guess they got a little picture of him, but we don't know who he's working with, who's helping him out or anything, so and they haven't yet caught him. So
a carjacking that happened may be connected to the shootings that car found abandoned in Cobb County. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they're raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. It's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees saying they are shutting down because they can't secure additional financing for the company, which has been for sale for a while. Jenny Craig has been in business for more than 40 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire, as you could tell by the bazooka sneeze that we just got there. And joining me again is Lee Williams and or Bob Keller. Now, you want me to answer the question about the wheel gun? Is that what you're wanting me to do?
No. It's a 59. That's a 9mm.
Oh. Well, that's the
only one. That's what I thought.
Single action, double action, like, right?
Yeah. Let me just say this. I worked with guys that carried them. That was the Smith's, probably the second model semi-auto 9 they came out with. The first was the 39 that held 8 or 9 rounds. The 59 held more, but it was like trying to hang on to a coffee can. I worked with guys that swore by them. It seemed to me like you had one, either it ran or it didn't. I think there's a lot better offerings out there, but you know, if it shoots and he's comfortable with it and he can hit with it, I don't have a problem. I would never carry one. I was never impressed by the 59. It to me, it was a click click bang gun, but a lot of guys I know in law enforcement that carry them. But if you get a good one and it runs and he's good, hey, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's why I don't care about, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know anything about guns as like all these different manufacturers and all the different guns out there. I don't pay attention to that. But if it runs, like Lee was saying, if it's reliable and you put the time in and you can work it, and it wouldn't matter. You could give me any gun if it ran. It might not be as comfortable carrying for me, but I'm going to put the time in. I'm going to put the work in to figure out how to use that specific gun. Like, I'm not just going to be like, oh, okay, this gun sucks and I'm never going to practice with it, but I'm going to carry it. I mean, I'll make anything work, and that's why I've never been like that big on knowing all the different guns out there, because I literally would make anything work because I don't put the time in. So,
yeah, if it works, he can feel it. Good on him.
Yeah.
Anonymous says, any advice you can offer on the upcoming pistol brace rule would be very appreciated. Should I register or not? Well, let me just say this. I don't offer legal advice, especially on a friend's show. But per the ATF director, Steven Dettelbach, during some congressional testimony. If you disassemble it, if you take the pistol brace off, you do not have a pistol-braced pistol. So, but, you know, I think the whole thing is moot. I know Second Amendment Foundation sued ATF over this. NRA sued them. FPC sued them. GOA sued them. In the time it took me to explain this, Bob and Bill have probably sued them. So I don't think this anything's going to happen. We've got till the end of the month. I would not run out and register it right now. I think that we're going to get a judge put this whole thing on hold. So, anybody disagree?
So what I have done, I have my 8-inch 300 blackout with a pistol brace. And I've been very public about having that gun. It was built for me by Spikes Tactical. It's my truck gun. So just because I like it, because I found, you know, somebody basically gave me 1,000 rounds of 300 blackout ammo. And you know what that means. I mean, that's hard.
Oh, yeah. To you got to get a gun.
Yeah. So I went ahead and did the Form 1. Now, what's going to happen is if these things are, if all of a sudden they are, and, you know, when I get the tax hat back, I'm just going to put a butt stock on it. Just have it, you know, just have it. If they get out there and they kick this pistol brace thing out, I will go out and get a 5.56 pistol with a brace, and that will be my truck gun. And that will be because I don't, you know, when you start, if you have an NFA item stolen, that's a big deal. If you can't travel outside the state with an NFA item, so I will get a pistol brace 5.56 to make up that lack of that, because that can go anywhere I go.
Cool.
So I'm doing both. I'm doing the free SBR, and I'm sure Bob doesn't like that much, and that's okay. And I have plans to pivot. And I mean, you know, Bob, do you like short barreled ARs as far as a gun that you would travel with?
There could always be a situation for everything. Like if you're talking travel wise, depending on what kind of travel. Yes, there could be something that I would use, but I do not like short barrel rifles at all.
See, I've got a very nice 16-inch over here that's all Aero Precision Parts, pretty nice gun. I can travel with that as easy as I can with an 8-inch. I mean, just having an 8-inch longer barrel, that doesn't do a whole lot. That's not a whole lot.
No.
It goes under the back seat of my truck very nicely. If I have to throw it up, I've got a backpack with a chest rig in it.
Yep, I would always go if I can, depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing, it's always going to be a longer barrel rifle.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Skeet, we've got two questions here from Skeet and Amber. Skeet says, I would like to take one of Bob's classes, but I'm 63 years old and have tired bones. How much running around should I expect? Also, my wife wonders if she has enough upper body strength to take the class. Is there a lot of physical activity? Thanks, guys.
In my classes, no, unless you're taking the advanced class, then you are. Moving, you're doing the moving and shooting piece, so that's really just walking around. And it wouldn't matter even if you were taking that class, like any of the drills that you do that are going to be, that you might actually have to go fast, you go as fast or as slow as you want. Like even if I have you on the clock and guys are going fast, it doesn't mean that you have to go fast, right? You're still getting the drill in. But no, my intro classes, that's pretty much all static. And then if I do run people through drills at the very end, if you don't want to do the drill, you just sit out. And that literally would only be like one or two drills at the very end. All the rest of it's static. So, but even though it's static, I mean, you'll definitely be smoked at the end of the day, because just by driving the gun up, as many reps as I have you do it, it tears people up for sure. But I don't think you were in that class, but I think it was down here. I mean, I've literally had people bring chairs up to the line. So then when they were throwing smoke, they just took a break. So instead of going all the way back to the rear, they just, you know, they put their gun down, sat in the chair, watched for a little bit,
and then they got when they felt good again, then they got back online. So you do as much or as little as the class. You're the I would say the most important thing is you're hearing the content. You're hearing the why I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. You're 63 years old. That's 63 years young.
You don't have to worry too much about the helicasting and the fast roping in Bob's
class. Nope. Nope. Just learn how to shoot better.
And Amber asks, I just bought a new Glock 19, but I haven't shot it much. Is it okay to use it during a class?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Bring multiple guns and try them out as you're going through the class. I get that all the time. Like people say, do you mind if I switch out guns? Like, I want you to switch out guns. Like, try other guns, you know, like, if you don't have one specific one that you know you're going to use, like, come to class and try other guns. Absolutely. So you can find that one that you actually feel comfortable with.
All right.
Yeah, I think there's a...
Everybody, hold up. We're coming up on the last break.
Okay.
Last break. I know Bob hates the breaks. Bob hates the breaks. Anyway, you can find Bob at Gamut Resolutions. He's the only one that teaches there. He owns it. He operates it. That's all there is to it. That's just Bob. And then there's Lee Williams, investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, ArmedAmericanNews.com, and TheGunWriter.substack.com. Really good stuff coming out of that source, especially on the political end. That whole SAF thing, that's a... It's a target-rich environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and we were talking about going to the range and switching out guns and everything. One thing that I do when I go is I have done the switch out the guns thing, but nowadays when I go, if I'm going to go, when I take a gun, I try to take as many magazines as I can find for that gun so I can load them. So when everybody else is loading, I can be on the firing line because I've got 20 magazines ready to go. If they keep calling people, who's next? I'm always jumping on the fire line to get those reps.
That's a good point. I think there's a misunderstanding about Bob's classes about how casual they are. If I showed up in t-shirts and shorts and wanted to do all my reps drawing from concealment, that would be fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's real world. Okay, we've got a couple more. Anonymous says, I've decided to get a night vision scope for my AR. Would you recommend IR or thermal? I've seen the price of thermals keep falling. That one's you, Bob.
That's a good one. If you had to choose one or the other and cost of the thing, yeah, I would actually. Thermal's awesome. If you have both, it's great. So it'd be different if it was not. So yeah, if that's all you could have, or you have to pick one, be on the right hard safe thermal for sure.
Yeah, the prices are dropping, man. I mean, something fast and furious, you know.
Just for thermals, or
yeah, for thermals, for going down. Okay. Huh. I know. I'm going to have to think about it. Brian asks, why are all the blue states and cities adding assault weapon bans and more gun-free zones? Didn't Bruin put a stop to that? Yes, they did. This whole thing has been organized nationally from the White House. It's lawfare. They know that we're going to fight all these things, and they just want to cost us money. Delaware has three nasty new laws on the books: assault weapon ban, standard capacity magazine ban, and permits to purchase. They estimate that's going to cost them $1 million of a lawsuit to get rid of it. That's why they're doing it. Jubby wants to know, do you carry a flashlight as part of your EDC? Good question.
Flashlight that's not on a gun?
Yeah.
Me, no.
I have a flashlight on my Staccato, but I also have a Surefire Sidekick, which is a keychain light that's rechargeable and has 300 lumens, and it's about as big as half the size of a can of dip. It's really small, and it's really bright, but I like it.
Yeah, I'd be all about it. I wouldn't say you don't. It's stupid. I just don't because I don't like to carry a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't either. But this thing fits right on my keys. It's out of the light. I forget about it. But yeah, I would say if you don't have something mounted to your gun, you probably should have something.
Yeah, absolutely. It just finds on my gun.
Yeah, mine too. Anonymous, and this is, my opinion, the best question we've been asked in quite a while. Are you guys worried that you'll be replaced by artificial intelligence? Yes, and we look forward to it.
They've made movies about that, where you have like a, what do you call it, a stand-in or something. And, you know, yeah, that's fine. I mean, if somebody, if I was, if I made a stand-in, I would, my stand-in would be built like Mr. Universe. Be sharply handsome, nearly as handsome as Bob Keller.
Yes, we look forward to it. That would give us an additional hour to drink every week.
Absolutely.
Good questions. Thanks for everybody for sending them in. If you don't know, I've never once said, you can send me questions at lee@saf.org. Lee@saf.org. That's never stopped anybody from finding that before. But if you have questions, send them to lee@saf.org and keep them coming. We enjoy them.
Well, I was just going to ask, how are you getting all the questions?
Oh, they're all coming in to both of my emails. My other email and this one.
I was wondering if they were hitting you up on social or...
Some on Twitter, some DMs on Twitter, and I get a few texts, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But keep them coming. We enjoy them.
One thing I want to say, and I've always thought this about classes, but like that person was asking, am I going to get smoked on the class? I'm 63. I think there's a natural tendency when you get in a class to where it's almost like you're on this line, and if they're moving forward, some people who are not well-versed in that particular discipline think they got to go that fast. They think it's almost like a compulsory or a competition or something.
Yeah. Great point. Great point.
I think when you're going down your lane, you go down your lane. Now, you're going to have to go down at some speed because eventually somebody's going to get in front of your muzzle, aren't they? If you hold back that far, am I right?
Yeah, man. If you're doing moving and shooting stuff, but sure. But that does the same applies to just static, which almost all my classes are static, except for the advanced stuff regarding the moving and shooting piece. But that can still happen. And I thought that's what you were making a point of, because people will see what other people are doing to the left and right,
yeah,
and try to speed up their shots and speed up their draw, speed up their drive, when they shouldn't be doing that. Yet. They should be focused on just the more accuracy, slowing fire part of it.
But right.
You do see that all the time. Right? They're like, they'll start outrunning their headlights, knowing that they probably shouldn't, but they're trying to keep up with everyone else.
Yeah, I would say my only piece of advice would be don't shoot next to Katie Keller because she makes you look bad.
That is true. She'll outshoot me. She's just slow.
That is, of course, Bob's wife, and she is a tremendous shot and makes me look slow and inaccurate.
It is awesome having her at the class.
Fun. I will say this about any adult that has taken a class for the first time, right? Don't be in awe of your instructor.
Just do your thing.
I took a red dot class with Steve Fisher, and Steve can shoot any handgun he picks up, right? And because he has so many people coming through, he tries to shoot as many platforms as he can. Unlike you, Bob, I know why you do what you do. I get and I understand that. He carries a bunch of handguns for the people that are going to show up with guns at break. But then when Steve gets out there and starts shooting and he gets really serious about it and he's going full speed, I just look at him and go, look, dude, you're just showing off now. It's my turn. I'm not here to watch you shoot. I'm here to learn how to shoot. So, I mean, that's the thing. I like Steve because Steve doesn't tell any war stories or anything else like that. He demonstrates and then he puts you up there and he's like, he gets you to to understand what he's doing. Probably like you do, Bob. I haven't taken your class. I want to take your class just because you think you can smoke me.
You gotta pick one.
I'm on my diet now. I'm down 30 pounds from when we started.
No kidding.
I'm coming for you, killer.
Let's do it.
Man, I could lose 30 pounds right now, but I think I'd have to cut off a leg.
Well, you guys didn't ask me how I lost my 30 pounds, and I'm not telling you. So anyway, before we run out of time, Bob Keller, he's at Gamut Resolutions. If you want to go take a class that has no dogma, that has only practicality and application and is based upon real-world scenarios.
Come on out.
And they're fun.
Yeah.
And they're fun.
You need to go check out Gamut Resolutions. Sign up. Go hook up with Bob. Tell him you heard about it here. And for those of you that are political junkies or your Second Amendment aficionados and all this other stuff, there is no better investigative reporter out there than looking after your rights on a daily basis than Lee Williams at SAF.org, ArmedAmericanNews.com, and TheGunWriter.Substack.com. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Hey, before you go, next week, next time we convene, I want to talk about these multi-platform shooters that get out there, that are coming out there, and what you think of those, Bob. Just your honest opinion about that when we get back next time out.
I don't even know what that is. So you can explain it to me next week.
Well, it's like somebody shows up with a Glock and a Staccato and a wheel gun.
Oh, gotcha.
And switching between all these platforms and everything, that kind of thing. Strike or fire, single action, you know what I'm saying. So just to give you a lead in, of course, send your questions to Mr. Williams, and he'll get them on the air right here. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.